It's Daisha Hunter, and I'm back like I never left. You're listening to the Hip Hop Digest Show, and this season, fuck your feelings, vote. 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 Vote.
They need to give Obama 4 more years, man. I mean, it ain't like y'all gave him a clean house. Y'all gave him a house where the TV didn't work, the toilet was stuffed up. You know, everything was wrong with the house. So he had to come and, you know, get y'all thing together, and then he went and knocked down our most hated and most wanted, the one who had our terror on orange or red, whatever color it was on. He went and found him, the one that Bush couldn't seem to find, that seemed to fly away the day of the 911. Remember all that? He went and found him and knocked him down. So don't forget about that. Now everybody is peaceful and able to move and, you know, go to have a good time. It's because he made that happen. So please don't forget that. You understand me? So give him 4 years to get his thing together and finish this deal out. Finish this deal out. Finish this deal out.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. And we got the young homie, one of the finest in the DMV, our boy, Sim City. What's up, my man?
What's good, everybody? It's been a long time.
Welcome back.
The prodigal son returns.
Yes, sir.
Did you hit me with the mace? The welcome back from mace.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. Hit you with that Mason Betta.
Yes, sir. I miss y'all, man.
Yes, sir. I see you working, my nigga. I've been watching you. I was like, okay, I see him out here. This nigga all over.
Man, I see y'all working, man. It's really, I don't know. It's the reverse on that one, man. Y'all don't turn into a internationally syndicated, you know, world renowned think tank.
Oh my goodness.
It said think tank.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that, but Sim, I gotta ask you.
Yes, sir.
I see you out there. I see the situation with Cooking Soul.
Oh, that's a beautiful project, my brother.
It is a beautiful project.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I'm down. I see some growth in art there, and I feel, you know, I'm not saying, you know, Hip Hop Digest is responsible, but I feel like, you know, we might have had a smidgen of influence, because I'm going to hit you right on the head, Sim, because I think there was a time, I think if we would have mentioned, yo, Cooking Soul, that's what's good, I don't know if you would have been down with that. Hmm. How you feel about that?
I don't know about that one. You know, I've always been pretty diverse with my musical taste. You know, I just kind of go where, you know, where the path takes me, and relationship wise, just where I was artistically, that just kind of happened.
Okay.
You know, cause you know, I did a joint with Cooking Soul for the Empire Falls project, which, I think was, I was definitely going for a more, you know, universal sound. Like, I wanted a whole bunch of different shit on there. That's why I had the Illmind on there, Harry Fraud and all that. And the Cooking Soul joint was kind of crazy because I do think that, you know what I'm saying, when I get on certain, like, you know, what niggas would consider, like, some real hip-hop shit, like some just straight up, you know, organic shit, it just comes out so easily. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the joint I did, Cracks in the Pillars, on that project with them, was so crazy. I was like, yo, let's just go ahead and...
That's my favorite joint right there.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate it, man. That it came out so crazy, and their people really fuck with it. So we just, you know, did the new History EP, and we might do a second one. We'll see.
Oh,
okay.
Oh. All right. That's what's up. All right, well, since I'm man on here, we're going to go ahead and get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your man, Jimmy Henchman. Murder for hire conviction has been overturned.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So, and
somebody was still working.
Well, yeah, obviously, if you don't, I'm going to remind everybody, December 2015, Rosemont was found guilty of hiring two men to kill somebody by the name of Lodi Mack. I guess he is an associate of Tony Yayo, G-Unit, that whole situation. But his legal team basically got the whole thing squashed and overturned. But Rosemont still's got a lot of situations going on. He's still serving a life sentence for sentences as a drug kingpin for allegedly heading up a $10 million a year cocaine ring. Another charge he denies. But it's your man. So he's out of there, Kurt G. Or no, he's not out. But
you know, he's definitely not out. He's like you said, when that nigga got evicted, he's not getting out.
No.
He's not getting out.
Right. I don't believe he's going to get out. I think that I just find that particularly interesting. I guess I find particularly interesting the cross-section between the music industry. Not that the music industry wasn't run by gangsters who started the music industry, no doubt. And maybe that's why guys like henchmen, Suge Knight guys are attracted to the music industry. It's basically the street. Now, Sim, I'm sure you can speak to the music industry resembling the street.
You know, it's definitely, they're definitely cousins, you know what I'm saying? Not even distant cousins. there's a very close relationship between the streets and in the music industry. But then again, there's a very close relationship between crime and politics. I mean, it's all interrelated if you really think about it. I mean, all different sectors of business has, you know, a public face and a private face, you know. I just think that, you know, they're all back doors leading to each other in all the different industries.
That's real. Do you find, let's see, is that something that, how would you approach, let's say somebody's basically, you know, we're going to hire X number of MCs, maybe you included, come do a show, whatever, you negotiate the price or whatever it is you guys do to get that thing popping or whatever, and then you do what you do, and then you find, hey, they trying to short you on your money, you ain't getting your money. Is that something, we've seen that spill out into the street, is that something, I mean, how do you negotiate that, or for you, is that just basically you have to let the legal system take its course?
You know, for me in my career, you know, all the relationships that I have in the music industry and in general is all based on respect. And, you know, I kind of learned a long time ago, just in business and in life, period, you got to be very strategic with your relationships, very strategic with your communications, very strategic with any endeavors or partnerships you go into. And you got to really vet the people you do business with. And, you know, when I vet who I do business with, it's not really as far as, oh, okay, this person is squeaky clean, but are their business dealings based on, you know, is it a basis of honor and you know, there's not even honor among thieves, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of strategically don't put myself in a position to do business with certain people that I know have a reputation for doing dirty shit.
Nah.
You know, so I've been able to sidestep a lot of situations that probably would have went really left, you know, by just, you know, sizing it up from the gate and being strategic with who you do business with.
That's a smart man.
Yes, he is. Very smart. I thought you was trying to lead him there a little bit, my brother. Lead him down a corner to try to set himself to put to try to tell on himself, like, yeah, I got a couple of goons in the back that I hit up if some shit pop off. You know what I'm saying? I call my niggas, they get it done.
But it's funny though, how many guys would come on, and not this show, but any show, and you give them a question like that, and that, you're right, that's the answer they give. I got some guys in the street that'll take care of
I got a couple shooters up for hire.
Right.
A couple niggas on deck. They handle that shit.
I mean,
but that ain't real right there. You know, like, first of all, just to even, you know, everybody has their, I guess, their infrastructure for their organization or you know, their team or how their company.
I like how this nigga be wording shit.
I'm just saying, you know, everybody has their, you know, a breakdown. Like, you can't necessarily go to, you know, a Fortune 500 company and know, you know, all of the inner workings of how an organization works. You know, like, you got a public face and a private face.
Oh yeah,
no doubt.
I like your wording though, brother. It keeps you out of harm's way.
But look, keeps you straight. I wasn't, like, yo, that was a straightforward question. There was no lead, you know, other than the fact that as he's explaining himself, I was thinking about X number of artists who would simply answer the question, I got guys out there, I get my money. You know, an open-ended veil threats, if you will. So that's right. All.
Well, I got a question for you. From the days of Be My Own Boss and living that shit, how is that translated from then to now for you?
Wow. You know, I think that was a... it's kind of come full circle because, you know, in the beginning, I started doing this shit in high school, man, and we were always thinking independent, do your own thing, you know, your own label, your own team, all that stuff. And I think at a certain point, I really got caught up with trying to get on, you know what I mean? Like trying to build certain relationships and I guess find a bridge to get into the industry on somebody's team or something, right? And I kind of got away from that original idea of, you know, be your own boss, do the indie shit, and make the industry chase you. So it's kind of come full circle because, you know, where I'm at in my life right now, it's like I got a lot of things going on outside of music. You know, I got married last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. To Mary, you know, she y'all know her well. She's probably come through the show a couple times with me.
Yeah, she's been here.
And, you know, I locked down a lot of things and kind of, you know, got myself really stable because I feel like a lot of artists, you know, they, you know, plan A is great, right? But you got to support plan A with plan B and C. And then at a certain point, I looked up and, like, plan B and C ain't really that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, the family is supported. You know, I get to do what I want to do. So now I create and I do business from a different place. It ain't like I got to get on or some shit like that. I really just do what the fuck I want to do at this point, and whatever happens, happens.
Great place to be.
I'm telling you. No doubt.
Independent.
All right. Sure. That's good. Next topic going to Hip Hop Digest is best regards to Gucci Man from Hip Hop Digest.
Wow. That one came from out of left field, nigga.
Comes from King Killer until we hear what this is about.
Yes. Because we ain't co-signing, my nigga, till you let us know. Okay. What's up?
Okay, now I really tried to figure out if he was getting interviewed or it looks like this was some social media back and forth where somebody was trying to ask Gucci or they were having a discussion about Gucci. Where does he fit in your list? Is he top 5, top 10, top 100? And then they try to narrow down the list. Well, okay, top trap guy, whatever that means.
Can we get into the top thousands? Maybe?
Okay. No. Well, as it turns out.
Shots fired.
As it turns out, Gucci himself jumped into this conversation. And Gucci said this. It's easy. I'm not a rapper. I'm just a street nigga with money. Isn't it obvious?
Damn.
My question is, do you agree?
Yes.
With Gucci?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I do. Now I see where you're going.
Again, best yes, regards from Hip Hop Digest.
Yes, I agree. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Man.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So, you know, people may look at these things as small little things, small little hijinks or whatever, but I don't give a fuck if it's Yahtzee or Gucci or any of these guys. The minute they say it, I think it's a tacit approval that, look, it's not going to stop their popularity. It's not going to stop what they're doing and their career, whatever that may consist of. But I believe public opinion, maybe shows like this and others, you say, look, separate yourself. Okay. You don't have to be considered an MC. You may have friends that are MC. You may be in the music/rap industry, but you're not part of the elites that we like to call MCs. That's why I say best regards to Gucci. Thank you very much.
We're starting to hear a lot. I mean, he didn't say he's a mumble rapper, but we're starting to hear a lot of people, you know, not really, I mean, basically riding on that lane that they're not MCs or whatever. They just doing what they do, or they just got money, or they just lit, or whatever the hell it is, but they not hip hop.
And that's fine because, see, it gives them the freedom, okay? And that's what I want. I want freedom for them. I want them to free to do whatever type of art they feel like they need to do. That's wonderful. But don't you come up around here. Don't you come up around here.
Stay your ass from out here.
Get off my lawn.
Fuck up out my yard, nigga.
So.
But you know what, though? Just to piggyback off of that, though. You know, I think that is probably one of the most illuminating things about this industry. That hip-hop is really, you know, I can only speak up to a certain time frame or whatever. But hip-hop is... It really is two separate things at this point, man. It's not like, I mean, the industry at least, it's like, you know, what you guys consider MCs, what you consider hip hop, is it's like a foreign concept to the industry at this point. You know, it's like there's a real separation, like to the point where, you know, it's like the nicer you are, you know, it's a detriment to you. Like, I think that I've suffered in my career by being too about my craft. You know, like, it's definitely that shit will hold you back. And the industry is so crazy. I mean, you just talking about niggas in general, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so crazy to the point now where it's not just like how nice you are, but how savvy you might be, or how intelligent you might be, or how you know, knowledgeable you are about the industry and publishing and all that stuff. That's all a detriment to you, because they're looking for dumb niggas that they can literally just take and put out and manipulate, and you're just a problem to them, you know? So it really all kind of works against you. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, no doubt. But what I say about that is that everything has its season. Now, certainly, you know, there are people, again, I'm not comparing the podcast game to MC, and only just in the fact that there's a lot of guys out there who are known, you know, more than us, but these guys are either former artists or lawyers who were in the entertainment industry or are on the radio currently. We don't have any of those attachments, okay? But we've been around longer than all of them. So I think that everything has a season. I think that you have to find a niche and a place that you are comfortable. My job, or at least I've always felt, people get on the show, oh, I don't fuck with the Digest of niggas, they haters. Look, I'm not trying to delegitimize anybody. I'm just going, and I've always said that you got to have a certain standard. And once you live by that value system and standard, you got to live by that. And that's all I congratulate Gucci. Yeah, the fact that he said it, even for a momentary Twitter, for a moment. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, that's what's up. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Fife Dawg made the ultimate sacrifice. In the newly published profile in the New York Times, members of Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip and Jarobi, did an interview, and they let out a lot of intimate details on the recording of the last album. We got this from here. Thank you for your service. That's the title of the album, I Can't Wait, which is slated to be released next Friday. Wow. Just like De La Soul, they invited a whole bunch of different musicians and artists to come through, just to name a couple of names: Kendrick Lamar, Elton John, Andre 3000, Jack White, Busta Rhymes are all on the LP. I guess they got some more people on there, I don't know. But this is an interesting thing. As a rule, in order to be on the album, period, you couldn't, you know, how they send tracks back and forth. You had to come to Q-Tip's studio to record it. Okay? This was, he really wanted it organic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and that's when they said Fife, who basically was doing a back and forth from Oakland to Jersey, sometimes staying for weeks at a time. Of course, he was dealing with his diabetes. He had to be on dialysis 3 times a week. So he's flying back and forth across the country to make this happen. But he did say, and Q-Tip did say, that during that time, they got a chance to be alone and talk about everything that happened. They apologize to each other. You know what I mean? They love each other. You know what I mean? They're like brothers. You know?
That's beautiful.
Got it all worked out. So that was just, it was incredible. And so basically, and then Jarobi was like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Fife gave his life to make this project happen. And then also at the end of the article, Busta Rhymes said, I haven't seen Fife that happy since we was kids.
Wow.
So the new Tribe Called Quest album, you know, it's going to mean a lot, no matter the tone or what it sounds like. Just the fact that they had a personal relationship that got repaired, because as of last week's show, I, you know, for a minute I was thinking about how, you know, Gangstar ended, and, you know, they never really got a chance to fix whatever it was between them two, whether it was the third party nigga or not, I don't know. So I gotta ask you, Kurt G, You know, obviously we're going to be talking about the album when it comes out or whatever. You got any thoughts about that?
I'm just going to appreciate the project for what it is and just hoping that that Tip was in the lab from start to finish, meaning that everything's going to be locked up. You know how you get projects after someone passes and you got their vocals is off a little bit.
Well, it was at his house. He wasn't going to do the remote recording process. It was at his crib. Everybody had to come through his crib. And Fife was at his crib for weeks on end.
So everything got completed while Fife was still alive?
Yes.
Okay, then. All right. Good.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be tight. I think it's going to be pretty good. I'm interested only because I'm hearing names like Elton John, which is throwing me off. where is he fit in this picture? But I know he's been around the hip hop a little bit, Eminem and a few others. But it's like, gee, I don't know. But
hopefully they just got up on the keys.
That could be. Look, let me tell you something. I don't know if they're doing that, but the no matter what you think, and I still say the De La Soul album is sort of like an alternative rock album, not necessarily hip hop.
I appreciate that De La Soul album.
But and I'm not saying that Elton John is a catalyst for that type of tone of the album, but what I am saying is that I think that De La Soul has provided a certain kind of pathway for groups who got some years on them. Certainly, you know, no young boys is going to buy this or even be checking for it. But, you know, those of us who are from that era are certainly going to check for it. And maybe they're just looking for a different tone, you know? They can't make Scenario over again. That can't happen.
No, that's
not. Nah, but I tell you what, though. I think that because, first of all, the name, like you said, it's a dope-ass name. It has many levels to it. And then the second thing, well, maybe this is the first thing, actually, is to be in anticipation of hearing Fife's last lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that doesn't even take away from Tip. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I don't care who's on that joint, short of some ridiculousness. I ain't mad at fucking Elton John being on that shit. Even if he is singing something, I don't give a fuck. It's got to be dope, or they probably wouldn't put it on there. I'm going to have faith in him. I'm not going to think Electric Circus. I'm going to think something great.
Ooh, boy.
No, well, we can talk that all we want to, but his new shit is way high on my level. So, I mean, if you want to segue into that, you know, Sim bringing that to my attention a couple of days ago, I was like, what the fuck? And then you, Killer, saying that the video on the with Jimmy Fallon was better than the song. I've been playing that shit over and over.
Yeah,
that's real. Talking about Common. So, yeah, no, we know what we think about Electric Circus, but we talking about right now, shit, it's all kind of good ass music out right now.
Well, I mean, look, I guess ultimately, you know, I guess we'll have to wait and see. I don't know personally, Tribe. It's just too big. You know what I mean? You know, I just gotta wait and see. And we're gonna segue into the whole situation with Common. You know, briefly. You know, the record is out now. It's funny. We can go listen to the record right now and stream it, and it's going to count as an album sale. Okay? I'm still wrapping my head around that. I know I'm slow and I don't fuck with social media, but that I always tell Kyle, I bought Game's album. I mean, I didn't buy it. I streamed it.
You know it's 1,500 spins that equals one album sale.
I'm just saying, but that is 1,500 people are going to listen. More than 1,500 people are going to listen to it, no matter what. Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, so I'm saying whatever percentage he would have got, he's getting my percentage. Because I can go listen to the album. I mean, I'm going to buy it. I mean, that's not the point I'm saying. I guess that still the new math is.
Yeah, they had to find some way.
Step into the new world, B. It's
here. Make it hook up the equivalents.
Yeah, ain't no way around it at this point.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with social media, though. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it ain't even about social media. It's still, I mean, I wouldn't consider YouTube, Vimeo, and any of them other any of those streaming services. I wouldn't consider that social media per se. That's like almost like internet radio to this point. Except you could play exactly what the fuck you want when you want it.
Okay. Right.
So you got to give that a little. I mean, I know we talked about the fuzzy math for a long fucking time, but at some point you got to embrace the shit and say, I mean, you ain't got to like it. but you got to embrace it because it's what the fuck it is. If it's 1,500 spins, then the motherfucker is going
to
get that.
No, I say to a part of that, I am embracing it in the fact that I could go listen to the Common joint right now on Spotify. They got it right up there. Right, listen right. to the new Common. They want you to click the button.
Right. And just like for them cats to listen to that bullshit, they'd be getting millions and millions of spins. We hope that Common gets the same thing on their fucking format.
Yeah, no doubt. That's all I'm saying. It's not like...
I'm sorry. Because if he doesn't, then they're going to consider him a failure. Even no matter how good the fucking music is, if motherfuckers don't play it online, like all that other shit that's out there, then we gotta make sure, like, yes, you listen to it. I'm listening to it. We got to make sure people listen to it.
I got you.
To keep him at that level that he deserves, yeah. If it's good, like it's supposed to be.
You know what, though? I think they're spinning the fuck out of that dumb shit.
Yeah, but I think
they
that
just
Common
keep hitting play just because a nigga just hit him. Like, let's say somebody make a meme and put the music in the background. Next thing you know, this nigga's getting a bunch of fucking extra spins on his shit because niggas like, what is that shit playing?
I believe when you have a career like Common, when you're 20 years in, okay, whether you get these click button spins or not, it's irrelevant because, see, the young guys live and die by that. The press comes out, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago with the numbers and shit, where they was all on Game's ass, right?
Yep.
For X amount of numbers. But Gucci didn't even sell a physical copy and had this supposedly 20,000 album sales just due to, you know, people clicking the button. When you're Common, clicking the button really don't matter because now he's of an artist of a such stature that he could put out a record whenever he wants, no matter what the record company or whoever's involved, because he has a career, he has stature. You know, let's say Gucci, his next joint and only 100 people click on it. Oh my God, his career's fucking over. The fucking dick ride blogs will crucify him. Okay? That shit won't take place with Common. They could say, oh, Common didn't sell. And then 2 years later, Common has a new fucking record out anyway. So.
You're right. No doubt. But I just want to, I'm just saying that in this current state of affairs, I think everybody deserves their fair shot. So we'll see.
Again, click the button and listen. You can listen to
nigga,
it.
Yeah, I'm already there.
They want repeated. You to do it.
You repeatedly listen to it. So you may have to exactly. You're gonna give him 1,500 by yourself.
You can attribute some of them shits to me personally.
No doubt. Sim, so how you coping with that, the model like that? I mean, is that just what it is for you, or
you know, it's funny, man, because I get in this conversation a lot with people that You know, old heads is like, well, you know, everything is easy now because you have so much more access. And, you know, Master P had to ride around with the CDs in his trunk and all that. I'm like, yeah, that's true. But everything is relative, though, because, yeah, it wasn't a whole bunch of niggas riding around with CDs in the trunk back then. So you're going to stand out. And, like, the oversaturation balances out, you know what I'm saying, the ease of access. We all got the same access. You know what I'm saying? A nigga just sitting up in his house, you know, with a $10 recording program has the same access as everybody else, you know? So it's like so oversaturated. It's crazy. But it does open up a lot of opportunities and avenues to touch places with less resources than you previously would have needed. But it all kind of is relative, though, man, because this shit all really boils down to money. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, there's something with SoundCloud, right, where SoundCloud has versions that are invite-only. Like, there's SoundCloud Premiere, right? And SoundCloud Premiere, they got to invite you. But that's how people get, like, the... if you ever been on... I don't know if y'all use SoundCloud, but if you're on SoundCloud and, like, a song pops up on your timeline or something, right? It's a sponsored link. Like, you can do advertisements on SoundCloud, just like on Instagram or Facebook, but only for those that have been invited in. You know, so it's like, at the end of the day, they'll always find a way to make it really exclusive.
So, but I'm assuming, you know, that is a paid only, a level of money that you're dealing with, right?
No, I mean, it really is invite only. Like, let's say, you know, I'm, you know, it's all about relationships, man. You know, if I'm signed to a certain label or if I'm signed to a certain management company, et cetera, I might get the invite. But then it's a disadvantage because, you know, they can – it's not like people getting spins and hits and all that shit. It's not like it's just organically happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, with all of the software and the programs and the ads, et cetera, you know, the people that are really – they got backdoor access, man, they put your shit at the top. And you get a million spins, 100,000 spins, likes, exposure that – you organically would take years to create. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I guess my question is, SoundCloud is not going to just pick somebody random out of a hat to give them that exclusive leg up, if you will.
No, it's definitely based on, we putting certain people on with this.
Like, right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's right. not random at all.
That's where the money comes in play at.
Right.
Somebody's palms got greased.
Oh, of course.
Exactly.
And then, like you said earlier, see, a lot of these dumb niggas, they're niggas on major labels. A lot of them niggas is on Atlantic. You know, Leo Cohen, Kevin Lyles pushing a lot of that bullshit.
The same names that you used to back in the day are still around.
Yes.
Yep. They're in the background pulling strings.
Cohen just bought or got in charge of YouTube, didn't he?
He got in charge of something over there, 300 or 300-something what he's called. It's something crazy.
Yeah, well, either way, but like you said, it's the same names.
Oh yeah, the same old names. They getting older, but they ain't going nowhere. They ain't pushing them old niggas out the door. Old niggas like us is getting pushed behind. we're out the whip.
I mean, if you really think about it though, it's like everything is just a continuation of. That's just how America is, man. It's like Verizon is so much bigger than everybody else because they got the landlines. You know what I'm saying? They had the landlines before all the other companies had it. You know, AT&T, et cetera. You know, if you look at the game and the hottest rappers in the game, they're all, a part of the lineage of the previous hottest rappers or hottest executives in the game. Dre, Jay, Nas, etc., right? Who do they got? They got, Kendrick Lamar under Dre, J. Cole under Jay, Drake under Wayne. You know, it's like... I think it's an illusion that shit really be organic. It's not organic like that. It's the same people.
Fuck no. Ain't none of that shit. You can't tell me. I don't give a fuck who it is. Fetty Wap, 21 Savage, any of these fucking jail niggas. This shit is not organic. And that again comes down to African Americans who are not taking responsibility for the content that is played in their communities. But that's a whole nother situation I will get into at a later date.
Hey, look at there. Here's my African American.
Killer, you said African Americans. So what do you mean by African Americans? How African do you have to be American?
Oh, by way of Zimbabwe. Check it out. You said
West Coast of Africa.
Sim. Shout out to Sim because he mentioned Lil Wayne, and we're about to get into your boy right now. Lil Wayne apologizes for his anti Black Lives Matter rant. Shout out to Chris Lehman of the Lehman Brothers who sent us a nice letter, but we was gonna get into this topic anyway. So he's getting an interview. He's getting interviewed by a reporter, ABC reporter Lindsay Davis, and she asked him about that. And Wayne, and I'm paraphrasing, but said certain things like, I'm young, black, and I'm rich, motherfucker.
Damn.
He said, if that don't let you know that America understands, then he says something mumbling, this, that, and the third. He was like, my life matter, especially to my bitches. He was like, I don't know what it is. That cameraman points to the cameraman. He's white, and he's filming me, you know, in a jive/incoherent rant. Certainly, we know Wayne, certainly, and it showed during that interview that he has a drug problem. Seems like he's on drugs. But social media...
That's obvious.
Again, social media lit his ass up. Okay. Now, my question to Sim, because, you know, I mean, you're younger than us. So I think you got a better view of this than we may have. How damaging, because I have some examples that I'll put forth later, but how damaging possibly, or is this just a blip on the radar? Is this damaging to his legacy? So a lot of people think highly of Wayne.
I think that this is, I can only speak for me as a fan, you know, it's damaging for how I looked at him, because at the end of the day, I and I think a lot of people always assume that there's like a deeper level of intelligence behind Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might just, I always kind of thought, all right, he's just, you know, saying wild shit, crazy shit just for, you know, attention, for buzz, etc. But I really think he's legitimately just out of touch, man. And it's just symptomatic of how out of touch a lot of niggas are, really. I don't think that he's too isolated. You know, I think it's a lot of people that are completely on another planet from this planet. I don't think, in my mind, he's probably not going to recover. I kind of scratched him off my list. You know, ain't no coming back from that one, because, like, that was on what, Dateline or Nightline?
That was, I think it was like a Dateline or Nightline, one of them two shows. You're correct.
I mean, this is the time, it's supposed to be Wayne's finest hour right there. Like, you know, he's supposed to show up ready to represent, because you know that's a question that's going to come up.
See,
you know that.
Right. And let me tell you something. See, with that, and that's why I believe that Wayne has done permanent damage, because Wayne in his career, and I think a lot of people who are betting on Wayne was saying, okay, Wayne is going to ascend to the Jay, Nas,
yeah,
really type of statesman. Okay, they were ready for him to ascend to that. But
Hold up.
I'm not, look, see, I'm getting away from what we think about his art right now.
He's getting into business.
No, I'm talking about a representative of what a generation of kids who came up on Wayne, okay? Okay, yeah. In the same way a generation of kids. So when they look at beyond themselves, they'll look at Jay, obviously, as the first name. They'll look at maybe a Nas. I mean, Diddy is not an MC, but they'll look at him. They're waiting for Wayne to take that step into that class of guys outside of the music industry. Okay, I don't think he ever gets there. I believe
you're killing me right now, but go ahead.
Yeah, but hold on. Let him finish his statement.
You can say what you want after
a statement like that. Okay, and I understand Wayne's been an entertainer since he's a kid. You know what I'm saying? To a certain extent, he's a trained SEAL. But I believe that he has now entered into the realm of DMX. He's entered into the realm of Flavor Flav, the late, great ODB. That's the realm now Wayne is in. Okay, when you think about those guys, you could put Wayne right at the end of that sentence. Okay, there is no Jay or Diddy or company guys outside of rap or that level for him. It's over. I mean, yo, it's over. So now, E. Color, you can say.
Yeah, I want to say that. I mean, I don't even know how we are having that discussion, because there are three things that he has done his whole career that would never put him in a category with them other dudes that you mentioned, the Nas, Diddy, even Dre, or any of those guys, T.I. even, because here's the reason why. If you could just step back for a second, look at it. None of them dudes you talk about had a drug problem. Jay, Nas, Diddy, Dre, he had a beat up girls problem, but he handled drug problem. Okay,
that's real.
I know it's fucked up, but it's what it is. He never, what else? I'm fucked up now because I was forgetting my thought. But there were three pieces that those guys did. In business, those guys didn't get fucked over on their contracts, except for Dre in the beginning with NWA. But once Dre was Dre, he's been the one on top of the contracts.
Correct.
Diddy clearly has been on top of the contracts. And of course, the corporate himself
right.
has always been on top of contracts. So again, motherfucking Wayne has never done that.
So,
And the last piece is no matter what we think of Combs, and I'm not going to call him a rapper or whatever, even
right,
Dre,
right,
not
right.
really a rapper.
No doubt.
But those, he never, ever, in my opinion, even could be considered on the level of those guys skillfully emceeing.
But now, this is the key thing. Now, see, I know you was getting excited there for a minute. I specifically said the fans, his era, okay? I didn't say us.
Right.
It was his era.
Well, let's just scratch that one off then. This scratches rapping off.
Those other two
things are still huge. They will stop anybody from being.
Okay, but that's why I said again, Irv, his era. the kids who came up under him are waiting for him to take that step. Okay, you're right. What you said is exactly right. All of our, and you were so on point with that. Wayne never ever was at that point. Okay, but now the kids who grew up under him are realizing that. Damn, he was really never that nigga to begin with. All that Young Money shit was a fig leaf.
Yeah, what you said was like he could be that DMX level or that other level. That
no, he is DMX. He's Flav. He's ODB. He's on that level now.
And all three of them had drug problem issues.
Right. No doubt.
I mean, I ain't going to say about their rap skills. We'll leave that out. But clearly, business-wise, they were not on that next level. So yeah, you're right. Absolutely right with that.
And that is something that I think in the height of Wayne that where we could separate. And we did this on the Digest a lot. Separate skills from business. And even in that, people is taking this Young Money shit like it's the next shit. Now, he was never that goat. He was never that man. Okay,
on but paper, they look at us. Not even on paper.
Not even on paper. Now they could look at us and be like, oh, "Fuck you, old haters." Okay, fine. But I always love to take a long view because history always bears that shit out. Okay, and we was right back then, and right now it's just getting proved.
Well, what do you think, Sim? Could you, from the points I made, are the points valid from the younger generation? Are those points valid?
Well, yeah, I think all of your points were valid. I mean, Killer and yours are, you know, I think another perspective that has been left out is nobody really expected that much out of him. Well, I'm not gonna say nobody, but a lot of people that are more into Wayne and more familiar with Wayne, I've always been kind of surface into Wayne. You know what I'm saying? He was never really one of those guys that I studied or really was a big fan of, but. For most people that know Wayne, this is nothing new. And they're like, you know, the biggest response I've seen in social media is shame on you for being surprised or expecting more out of Wayne. You know, and that's the reaction I'm seeing a lot of people make. Like, yo, this is just how he is and how he's been.
Yeah, but
no surprise at all.
Sim, that's revisionist history. I'm going to be dead ass, yo. That is revisionist history. Because
at one point, Wayne was that nigga. There's no denying. In this music industry and all abroad, everywhere, as far as niggas that listen to music, at one point, Wayne was the GOAT.
Yes, because I had a nigga tell me, Young Money is that shit. Look who he got on his roster. Nicki Minaj, Drake, etc., etc.
That's true, but that ain't got nothing to do with this man's social commentary or social awareness or nothing like that or consciousness. And that's not my perspective. I'm saying that's just one of the biggest reactions I've seen. Is that, you know, what are y'all surprised about? And I don't think that's an effective cop out. I think that he needs to be held accountable for those statements, man. Like,
oh yeah.
Especially right now, like we can't have nobody breaking ranks at that level.
Yes. No question about that. You know what I mean? So, you know, just on some background situation, one of the things that Wayne said he used as an excuse, he was upset because a reporter asked him a question about, I guess, in social media, in and out of social media, about his daughter being referred to as a bitch. Your boy Dr. Boyce Watkins jumped in and was like, I don't accept any apology because you've been calling a lot of other people's daughters bitches and hoes your entire career. And that's just from Boyce Watkins, who I ain't fucking with right now neither, because he on some shit. I'm just putting that out there as just information for the Digest listeners.
Boyce, if you thought he was never going to be on our show now, he'll never ever be on our show.
Nah, Boyce ain't going to be on the show because Boyce on some shit. Boyce a couple weeks ago, what Sim was saying about breaking ranks, Boyce up there pointing out that whole shit about not voting. Okay, as tight as this election is, my nigga, with white folks, 50% of them crazy, 50% of them act like they got some sense. It's black folks in a state like North Carolina. It's black folks in a state like Florida, maybe even Georgia, who could bring it home.
Bring out the vote, my
okay?
nigga. Bring out the
Hold
vote.
On.
Go ahead
okay.
and
okay.
to
do
them.
It if you got niggas like Shaquille O'Neal, Trump pitting around with that bullshit.
All them niggas. Look, I don't give a fuck who it is, whether it's Shaq or Boyce or any of these niggas. Look, I ain't telling people who to vote for. People got to, you know, do their conscience. I'm just saying, as African Americans, You know, niggas want to talk about that 80s shit, crack baby, that Reagan shit. Nigga, Trump grade takes bitch back to Nixon. You motherfuckers don't even know really what time it is.
Gas lines, my nigga?
We're not
going to
start that argument again.
Y'all don't want to hear my opinion.
He ain't going to do shit.
We want to hear your opinion, my brother.
What I mean is, what he do shit is just him as just in a figurehead. You're right.
B, them motherfuckers loved Ronald Reagan. So he could fucking say and do whatever the fuck he wants to. Niggas don't love Donald Trump.
I'm not talking about any past legislation. What I'm talking about is that you get... Just like how certain MCs may say some shit, like Kerji always said, and it's niggas in the hood that get gassed up and want to represent.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep, got you. Clearly on that,
okay,
yes.
Right. That's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about him passing detrimental or slavery's back in effect. None of that shit. I'm just saying that he's going to have white cats, maybe some neo-Nazi, who whatever, Klan, David Duke type niggas, so gassed.
Damn, 1957 yeah. Chevys again?
I'm trying to tell you, my nigga, Mississippi burning.
Let me ask you something, though. Who else is going to be gassed up? We are at the same time. Like, you know, when this whole thing started off, I was exactly where y'all at. You know what I'm saying? You know, against Trump. Okay. You know, we got to make sure he doesn't get in. I don't support the Clintons or the Democrats, but, you know, just to make sure he doesn't get in, I'm going to go vote. That's where I was at a certain point. But I think one of the biggest problems that Black Americans, or one of the biggest mistakes we've ever made, is having such undying loyalty to the Democratic Party. And these people are virtually the same as the Republican Party. There's no difference in how we've been treated or how we've been supported under the Democrats than under the Republicans. And I think that it's I don't even want to say it's a lesser of two evils. I think it's just two different evils with both of them.
Okay,
I
mean, and Sim, you're correct.
You got to look at what Hillary is about and what she's done in her career.
And you are correct. What I'm getting at, and I think that African Americans lose sight of this. You're right. There is a certain tie to the Democratic Party, but because African Americans only vote at a certain level, okay, that mutes any political power that you got because it only puts you in a sweet spot. Now, if African Americans, let's say, voted at, let's say, 85 to 90%, even if it was a split ticket, half of them went Republican, half of them went Democrat, or even a third independent, but all Black folks voted at like an 85 to 90% level. Now you're talking about power, because now every political party, instead of just throwing you crumbs, oh, all you got to do is throw them niggas, like your boy said, a motherfucking bucket of chicken.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? $50,000 in a bucket of chicken and we good. Instead of getting thrown that shit, you really start to wield political power. Okay? So I agree with you.
But the only way we're going to have any political power is if we can come together to the point where we can collectively demand specific things.
Trust me when I tell you, Sim. The electorate among white folks is split 50-50. If African Americans came out at 90%, no matter how the vote was split, I'm trying to tell you, son, that makes a difference. That makes a difference.
All I'm saying is, you know, I'm watching this and you know, I got much love for, you know, my folks, my Roc Nation folks. You know, I think Jay is you know, who Jay is. But, you know, them supporting Hillary Clinton at this rally, I think that's so grossly irresponsible, honestly, to be leading Black people to go and back Hillary when the amount of email, I don't know if y'all really went gone through this WikiLeaks shit. I mean, I don't know if y'all really gone through the level of corruption that's going on in the Democratic Party. They colluded with the DNC to shut down Bernie Sanders.
All right,
I mean,
but Sim, let's,
I mean, this is so corrupt.
Then let's not act like that the political system has not been the political system. So I got to put you on the spot. Okay, you just know about the DNC emails. Okay, to sit there and act like that Bernie wasn't part of that process. Okay, he might have got shut out. He didn't have the juice. But Bernie has been in politics his entire life himself. So
he's been on the winning end a lot.
So
he
let's
just
not
to be on the losing end this time.
Let's not act like that this is specific to Hillary. Let's not act like this is just specific to Democrats.
Right. They just happened to pull Hillary's skirt up on
that's
this.
That's it.
All nobody, them niggas is dirty.
Nobody saying anything about
all
about
of them
it
dirty.
Specific to Democrats. Nobody's saying it being specific to Hillary. But my whole point is that there's no real distinction as far as how black people and black America is going to be represented or treated between the Democrats or the Republicans. I don't see that.
Because African Americans vote at such a level that only thing marginal they have to do is throw you crumbs. They don't have to rep for you big because you don't bring enough.
Okay, so at this point, what's the point then?
The point
what is the point of us going out and voting?
Because those of... I'm going to give you a lesson, okay, quickly. In the 1960s, Jerry Falwell created what he calls the moral majority. Okay. And basically what the moral majority was white folks largely in the South who were about traditional values, okay? He built that movement up all the way to the point that when Falwell says you vote for Reagan, you vote for Bush, you voted for Bush. And he turned out that machine in those churches in the South so heavy. I mean, Christian Coalition people were voting at 90 to 95% every time out. Every time out, my brother. So, to fast forward to history to give you a point. When Romney got nominated, and because the Mormon church was involved, Christian Coalition's people sat the fuck on their hands. Okay? That's how Romney lost the election. Because those people vote at such a high level that they move the needle. What I'm telling you is that African Americans only vote at a level, only get at the level they vote. That's all.
I don't quite see the relevance.
No doubt. All I'm saying is
at this junction, at this point that we're at right now, right? What you're saying is a fact, right? I don't see the benefit in having blacks continue to support the Democratic Party when we get nothing from the Democratic
Party. And that's fine.
Even under the black president.
Right. I feel where you're going with it, but at where you're at, then you didn't vote for nobody, period. You get the fuck out of the political process at all because you don't even want to be involved in it because it's so dirty. And it's been dirty. It's generationally dirty from the beginning. So when you go out here and you try to say that I'm not voting for this person or that person, and if on where you're coming from, just don't even vote, period. Because
that's my point.
Right. Where you're coming from, don't vote, period, because it's the corruption that goes on. You're like, well, black people ain't going to benefit no matter what. No matter who the fuck's in office. And you're right. We're probably not going to benefit at all.
Can't y'all see how we're getting played right now? Like, I'm sitting there on my Twitter. I'm looking at Hillary on stage with Jay-Z and Beyonce, and she's rapping Jay lyrics. I mean, like,
look,
come on.
You know we're being played. We've been getting played since while your boy, what did he say, throw on your man in New York a bucket of chicken?
Yeah.
And $50,000, and we can get the vote. You can get the black vote. It's that same way. And then it's always been that way. We've always been getting played, but we're not the only ones. Like you said, the Christian Coalition got played.
No doubt. They got played. But what I'm saying is, again, until somebody can convince me that not voting is a better option, when there's too many examples of once you turn out a certain amount and you can turn that out consistently, then you're going to have real political power. Until somebody shows me that sitting on your hands can do that, I'm saying African Americans need to be at the polls. And I don't mean just in presidential years. I'm talking about dog catcher.
Let me throw one more thing out there real quick on this topic. You know, I think that voting irresponsibly and ignorantly, being completely uneducated about the topics, about who these people are, what they represent, their policies, etc., is just as detrimental as not voting at all.
No doubt. You know? No doubt.
Because I'll give you an example. Bernie Sanders was out there, and it's all talk, but his campaign is based on economics, the poor, inequality, etc., right? These are all things that benefited black people. All things that benefited black people. And who were Hillary's main supporters? Hillary, who is clearly on record being extremely close to Wall Street,
having tons of secret speeches, you know, all type of backdoor agreements with Wall Street, completely not for the little guy, the poor, equality, etc. We went out, we voted against Bernie for her. Why? Because niggas is so stupid, we really think that Bill Clinton was the first black president, and that's what we're supposed to do. You know, I think it's way more detrimental for us just to continue. It's like giving somebody, you know, having us drive without a license. If you ain't got no fucking license, stay in the house.
Yo,
or walk.
But again, Sim, I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is that you have, as African Americans, you have to be engaged. And again, not in just presidential years. If you turn out heavy, okay, and you say I'm not gonna let this motherfucker be a dog catcher without my say so. I mean, that's a whole nother level.
He's saying come out to vote for everything. Period. Show up for the city council, no matter what. You vote for who's going to build this bridge in our hood. We vote for every damn thing. You show up for everything. You show them that you have power. That's how you show power in this country. That's how they respect you. We understand that right now we have no respect. Zero. I don't give a damn who you vote for. They're gonna shit on black people regardless.
Yeah.
Because we don't exist to them. We're just they just come out and kiss babies when it's time to get voted for. They don't give a fuck about us.
Because real talk.
Can I get a question in real quick?
Oh, go
I've
ahead.
Quiet. I just want to ask a question in because you, I mean, I'm somewhere in between, as you know. But let me ask you this: what percentage would you say black people voted for Barack Obama?
High.
Very high, right? In the 90s, you was talking about, right?
And he didn't do shit for the black people either.
Okay, but well, see, I can say now, that. But hold up. Now, the African Americans who voted for Barack Obama in the high 90s. But the overall level of African Americans who participated even in that presidential election was still at a nominal level.
You're bugging.
Really?
No,
there's
no,
a lot
not,
of
he's
niggas.
Not bugging. He's not bugging
oh,
on that.
People, black people that never voted for in their whole lives.
Oh, look,
like,
I'm not saying right. I'm not saying that folk didn't come out for Barack, but I'm talking about us as a population. We were still probably less than 70%, even in that year that Barack was running.
I'm gonna disagree with you.
Oh,
to the
okay.
end on that.
Yeah, that's real. Check
line,
it out.
Bottom line, we came out to vote for the man, right? You know, and then fast forward to a Flint, Michigan situation where it just came out that he actually did have executive powers and does have executive powers to step in and shut that whole situation down right now and never did it. Most likely because he doesn't want to show that he's being too partial to black people who came out in droves and voted for him, whether it's less than 70% or whatever. That's more than we've ever voted for anybody. And we got nothing back from it.
He's president of the United States. And he only got there because he was willing to toe that line, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean,
that being said, if Tuesday night Trump is the man, you know,
Hey, look, if Trump, put it like this, if Trump gets in office, SimCity gets signed. Real talk though, you got to look. Y'all watch Bill Maher and all the comedians and everything. They always were thinking Bush. And this is the one positive thing I see about Trump, because I think that honestly, whoever gets in there is basically going to be the same shit. But the one positive about Trump is it's going to wake black people up. It's going to wake everybody up.
That's true.
And you know what I'm saying? And my father actually put that bug in my ear. He was like, you know, at the precipice, we change. You know what I'm saying? Like right there, when it gets real, that's when everybody's consciousness.
That's right, because your pop is old enough to probably know and understand what it is like to live under a Reagan, a Nixon, people who is squeezing black folks. Now, again, like I said, Trump is only going to be able to do so much. I mean, but like I said, it's just symbolically what he represents.
But the thing is, though, Trump is nothing but an overt. He's not covert with it. You know what I'm saying? He's not smiling. He's telling you exactly what it is. And I'd much rather deal with him. You know, we know what we're getting with this guy, you know, as opposed to being on stage rapping with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
Like that's our friend.
Look, let me tell you something. That's some bullshit.
We don't support that shit either. Period. And don't act like I'm in here supporting Hillary Clinton to the fullest. Yes, I did vote for her, but I'm not supporting her at all. It's just the, like you said, the lesser of two evils, or should you say the two evils, and Trump's horns just have to be bigger than her horns.
I'm telling you,
he's
man.
He's showing his horns out. She's trying to keep hers in.
Trump get in there and niggas is gonna wake up. That's all I'm saying.
Now, and you got, and that is so 1,000. So
do you guys, before we even do that, I mean, again, like let's just step back again. And it is not just a black person thing. It's a poor person thing, yo. Because them white folks that's poor, that's thinking he gonna come in and do something great for them, they're idiots.
So Swerve.
He's got them food, too.
So Swerve, but see, now, see, people, and you gotta know your American history on this, okay? Because right after the Civil War, when they was wondering what to do with all the slaves right after the Civil War, and then that's where the idea, generally, of the 40 acres and a mule, or at least putting black folks in their own space and let them do them, okay? But it was poor white folks who thought that, well, manipulated by ex-slave owners, manipulated poor white folks in the South who thought that they wasn't getting shit and they was giving everything to niggas, that scuttled that plan.
And so, that's what I'm right. telling you is happening now. History's repeating itself.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you gotta know American history in that way. That's just how America do. And white folk who's, you know, running for your boy, hey, you know, they run
rudely awakened.
Exactly, because he don't give a fuck about them neither.
Absolutely.
They're gonna get played, but they're gonna have their chest poked out because they thinking they got something coming.
So
they got something coming.
I hope all these I hope all these street niggas represent when it come time to.
Now, street niggas can't vote though.
I'm just saying then.
Yo, B, that's the problem. We already see there ain't nobody about to represent nothing. Let's go back to a few months ago.
That's fucked up.
Black men that lost their lives.
In the land of opportunity, that's the fucked up.
And nobody did nothing.
This is the land of opportunity and second chances, but you fucking get a record and you can't fucking vote.
That's what's up.
That's some bullshit.
So anyway, that's been the Political Digest. I guess next week this whole conversation will be moot, or maybe not.
We'll probably be popping.
That's what's up. So before we get out of here, it's Kurt G's world famous album.
Before we do that, though, let's give Sim some shine here. Man, tell him what's going on with you, man. What you got going on out here?
Oh man, appreciate it, man. I just dropped the latest the EP with Cooking Soul called New History. We just crossed 100,000 plays mark on SoundCloud. So shout out to everybody that's supporting. Shout out to you guys for supporting.
I know I'm responsible for at least a half dozen of those junks.
My man. Well, look, like you stated earlier, that project was made with you guys in mind. You know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Yes.
And just keep rocking with me because we probably got a couple videos dropping from there. And we'll see what's coming out 2017. I got to see what inspires me, but I just want to keep raising the bar.
I missed that part, Sim. Them damn videos. Get my cameos.
yeah. Well, we can do it digitally the same way. You know, you
come on out to
clip,
LA.
I'll edit it in there.
That's what's good. Now, can I do that again?
Let's do it again, man.
Okay. It's Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Razzcast Intellectual Property. That's Razzcast Intellectual Property. And Sick Jackin' Psychedelic. That's Sick Jackin' Psychedelic. And the instrumental joint is Action 117 1000 Horizon. That's Action 117 1000 Horizon.
Right.
I see one of our listeners that hit us up about that Sick Jackin' and Rex joint.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they were coming. They were in the pipeline, my brother.
No doubt. All right, we'd like to thank our guest, Sim City, the prodigal son. Yo, it's good to hear from you, son.
Yes, we definitely got our Political Digest on this week.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
See, that half the niggas probably, is going to turn off halfway through that conversation. I'm like, what the fuck is these niggas talking about?
They better have been listening.
Ain't that the truth? So, all right, I guess we'll see y'all next week then. Peace.
That's what's up. Peace. One.
I'm no closer to heaven. I'm not a pastor or reverend, but I'll be damned if I'm sent down to hell to burn with the devil. I'm steady learning my lessons. They elevating their prophets. I'm trying to give you a reason to make good use of my logic. Philosophies and these policies starting to sound like comedy. Focus on who you are and forget about who you're trying to be. People say they're proud of me. I'm proud of me too. Look, this really ain't got shit to do with you. I remember at Wendy's, I couldn't get the number two. Now I'm playing in your city. Fucking bitches on the roof, man. It's always now or never, like I really have to choose, man. Let the time tick, yo. This shit ain't nothing new. That's the motherfucking truth.
Whatever happens, ain't really my fault. Procrastinating, just give me time, bro. Your God is different from the one that I know. And the devil wants to have me as his own. Whatever happens, ain't really my fault. Procrastinating, just give me time, bro. Your God is different from the one that I know. And the devil wants to have me as his own. With me, he's not done with me. Protect me when shit gets ugly. So I take my soul if I die tonight. La da 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 da.
Go lucky, but he is always fucking up. Before it gets ugly, guess he could try to patch it up. Packages sent to incorrect addresses, his return to the sender. For a saint is a sinner who fell down. Been fighting with my temptation, I lost in the 12th round. I wasn't ready, plus I was too energetic. I wish I had anesthetics. I don't think I'll ever forget the pain, but it happens. Spitting blood on my jacket, I'm still a fucking assassin. Don't give a fuck what you asking, as long as it's about me. And while they sipping that lean, I'ma be sipping my tea. None of my business, as long as they know my lyrics are realer than genuine. And the children remember them as I gather the information that nature insinuated. While falling time is apparently running out of himself, I can't help but I try anyway. Cause tomorrow's never promised at the end of the day, motherfucker.
Whatever happens, ain't really my fault. Procrastinating, just give me time, bro. Your God is different from the one that I know. And the devil wants to have me as his own. Whatever happens, ain't really my fault. Procrastinating, just give me time, bro. Your God is different from the one that I know.
He's not done with me. Protect me when shit gets ugly. So I take my soul if I die tonight. La da 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 da.
Take a care of my family. Send them all of my love. Make a way for our daughters. Make a way for our sons. Tell me everything I wanna know. I just wanna have a peace of mind before I go. Yeah, tell me everything I wanna know. I just wanna have a peace of mind before I go. Yeah, before I go. Before I go. Before I go. Before I go. Before I go.
Told me I could have it all, but not direct. I mean, he told me from afar. And as he opened up the doors to 100,000 oars, it was loud enough to send my inhibitions through the floor. Intuition getting drawn like a deer was by the wall. And all I wanted was a shade, a hue of a sort I could sort to replace all the hues of the halls and the walls where I stays. Attentive as I should be, but the thought of it shook me. Cause my diligence puts me where God overlooked me. So he came up and took me where no one ever put me. And put a bag of pieces in my hand and it hooked me. And if someone mistook me for being from a stream, then I'd be overzealous of the jealousy received. And seeing my desires transpire from my dreams is as sweet as the hopes that my mama sung to me. Like, fuck, I used to dream. But now I'm more sleepless, and I double my age by erasing all the dreaming. And my innocence fades in the black Michael Lee shit. Behind my transition to the kitchen came seamless. Stamps for the flyout, culinary sequence. Sean Combs, 9-4, hands in the remix. Prayers to the highest, and send them up the most. Feeding you your diet and burying my lows. He said I'd have it all. And my innocent ambition, less singing and more getting, less dreaming and more living. Early mornings, same difference, right? And my innocent ambition, less singing and more getting, less dreaming and more living. Early mornings, same difference, right? They said I couldn't have a thing. I mean, aside from what my mama usually sing, and the song is being sung is sitting high enough to ring to the ears of who forgot us. He said it should be obvious. His hand was on his 40, his title on his collar. He looked about 40, 27, my scholar. He said, why even bother? I wonder what he means. Then looked back at his 40 and proceeded to agree. My agreement was for me to prove him wrong. Then I started to hear the harmonies of all the songs he mentioned to me before, and not before long. I was less about proving he already foregone. Assuming them is wrong was more wrong than me, right? Cameras turned on with no room for rewrites. I mean, what could I rewrite that isn't just hopeful? It's better to leave it and believe he at least knows you. He said, look, I can show you. Threw me on his Impala, the 40 to my fitted. No one around bothered, like who's supposed to bother? He said, look at these doors. Another couple years and none of these shits will be yours. A change gonna come, right? Y'all said it yourselves, so y'all can blame each other for the changes that prevailed. I put away my youth and I heard somebody call. It sounded like a sweeter version of my mama's song, and he said I'd have it all. And my innocent ambition, less singing and more getting, less dreaming and more living. Early mornings, same difference, right? And my innocent ambition, less singing and more getting, less dreaming and more living. Early mornings, same difference, right?
Yo, I don't care if you a thug or not. You ever fought a juggernaut? Thoughts travel faster than the speed that a sluggy shot. And fuck a one-on-one, bring on four of y'all. Cripple and torture you like a Klingon warrior. Or a Romulan rob you with the mask of a hobgoblin. Boggling brains out in the range with the gas throttling. You bitch pussy throbbing, don't bobbing. No oxygen, the bottling blood of a model. And sip it like Scottish gin. You bitches always in clubs, I can't feel you. I hate clubs more than baby seals do. Your man raps, he's an amateur rockin' and stays pushing the bucket like the janitor mopping. I got a toxic gas canister popping and fans hopping out the windows of shows like death is the only option. Y'all don't want us to quietly observe this comic book nerd who got a loaded Mossberg. When I stepped on stage, they stood still. The sun god, Amira, no chill. The dopest rhymes you ever heard in your life. So if you ever see me drop the mic, tell your boy to pick it up.
Pick it up, 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 pick it up.
Tell your boy to pick it up.
Pick it up, 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 pick it up.
Yo, you better pay me or it's payback, so don't tempt me. When it's gun talk, I speak eloquently. This guided missile splitting half your flimsy chopper self without semis poppers like Russians without plenty vodka. Kinda like going to Wendy's for a Whopper or the Goonies without Cindy Lauper. One shot will lop an ear off. Yes, I'm a murder vet. You tried to choke me, but it only felt like a turtleneck. East Coast bloods banging the five-star Crips, banging the six demigods, banging the whip, hang glider from cliffs. It's like my click works at the gardening center. They back up every rock and set up shop and got the hard for the winner. We on top and that's the best of all. I must be looking through binoculars backwards, y'all. Hella small. My subject matter never broadens, just gas this platter organs. But they love my verses so much they fast forward the chorus.
When I stepped on stage, they stood still. The sun god, Amira, no chill. The dopest rhymes you ever heard in your life. So if you ever see me drop the mic, tell your boy to pick it up.
Pick it up, 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 pick it up.
Tell your boy to pick it up.
I'm the epitome of underground. I spit maggots and worms, I'm a heat wave. So your ass getting burned, and if I ever get burned, watch my ashes return to flesh and bone. Then I jump my ass out the urn, grab the microphone from you and start to rap out of turn. And when your crew start to get amped, I make them relax like a perm. I'm fast with my hands, sorta like Hagler and Hearns. I beat that ass so fast, I reverse that ass back to sperm. Niggas be trying to cruise with me, but get tossed off the boat. I give them a tracheotomy so they have to talk through their throat. I make crouching tigers stand up, and fine-headed dragons walk on air like Chow Yun-Fat. To speak in different patterns, to civilize the savage, and help my people grow. Like sperm and embryos, you got an empty flow. I burn rappers faster than Michael Jackson's hair after the Pepsi commercial. Without rehearsal, yell.
When I stepped on stage, they stood still. The sun god, Amira, no chill. The dopest rhymes you ever heard in your life. So if you ever see me drop the mic, tell your boy to pick it up.
Pick it up, 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 pick it up.
Tell your boy to pick it up.
Pick it up.
Rest in peace to my brother PH, Pumpkinhead. That was my homie for 20 years. New Eureka Cafe, Cyphers and shit, 88 Hip Hop. We came up at the same time. One of the best dudes I ever met in my life. Yeah. Peace, brother.
Chris had me, pop locking my wrist to a hip-hop majesty, pin pad mastery, sounds of Motown when the Apollo Brown crafting these instrumental masterpieces, relive the golden era in my flow forever, will I ever sell my soul, hell no, never, I'm so better, a go-getter, I throw letters together for y'all pleasure, can I get a thank you rector, outrank you chestnut checkers, king queen protect the bling bling, on your neck is still chains, do whatever for the fame, it's a goddamn shame, dodging gunshots, tongue is like the shotgun bang, got the props, fuck the fame, long as blocks, to the plane, to the top of the Acropolis, how far I came, and my aim remain pure as the tropical waters, salute to the fathers, who gave me these powers,
powers, help all praise people, her infinite power, help all praise people, her infinite power, help all praise people.
Kim was my daddy, Papa R had me, perfecting my math in the paragraphs all day, pissy hallway, little Corey with the 40 in the posse, spitting poetry, wishing somebody noticed me, take me out of hell, far as I can tell, L town full of hardships and letdowns, frustrated meltdowns, get to robbing banks and bodegas, anxious for the paper, ain't shit, they can tell you in the history class at last, get a hall pass to scribble raps in my composition pad, get the competition mad, listen my position as dad, got me thinking about the legacy I'm leaving for my lads, for my young kings, LeBron James, the game, vicious flame spittage, main lyrics, hear the pain in my scriptures, aim remain purest, the holy mecca surest, power of the fathers in the chorus. Trash make dope. So, here we go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Stop the chisel, acting up quick like Jack Woodland. It's the incredible motherfucking football. I'm choosing out flavors like a pack of now ladies, and get loose like the feet of Sammy Davis. Beat you like a preacher with my rhyme for a scripture. Snap, you get the picture. I'm buck wild like Hitler. I run with more niggas than the Jews and I'm a mitzvah. Shit that I be busting, I hit you in your nuts and you fuck around and be laying with Rock Hudson. There's no trace of the pro black scar face. I rip plates like Michael Myers or Norman Bates. Spitting shit from my lip to make the slug hot, shorty. Save the dirty look for the mugshot. I do a backflip into a split. Grab my dick, pick up the Glock and load the clip. Live and direct from the house of hits. I get so funky that my pants smell like shit. So here we go with the ill-type flow. The underground, here we go, here we go.